happening. They're
right.
bombing my country.
Revenge. That's it.
Revenge is going to be sweet. This thought that these people are celebrating the death of others. Please, please do something.
This is horrible.
I'm sick of seeing it.
It's one thing to strike military targets, but when you strike the heart of a city like New York,
I'm sick of looking at them. I'm sick of looking at them celebrate.
I can't imagine these little school kids. They probably don't even know what's happening.
They're all celebrating.
They are taught to hate America at the youngest age.
And they're going to grow up and kill our children.
Yep.
They're going to be worse than the parents. It's time to stop the madness now.
They don't even have to. They do it in schools. It's organized. The teacher stands at the front of the classroom and says, "This is a country and a people you should hate."
You know, this reminds me of Japan attacked us in World War II, Pearl Harbor. They were the only country ever to attack the United States like this. And we took an A-bomb and we blew the daylights out of them. Harry Truman knew. They were still screwing around at the end of the war.
It was 4 years later.
4 years later, they dropped an atomic bomb on their ass. And we got to drop atomic bombs.
There's got to be a war.
A devastating war where people die.
No stopping this.
Burn their eyes out with atomic bombs.
And don't want to hear about casual
and about
civilian casualties. We got civilian casualties.
It's time to stop toying and letting these people come into our country and blow things up and do it all over the world. You know, we keep guys like Osama bin Laden around. Because we need enemies. We need a reason to build bombs. And I swear to God, if this isn't a reason to wipe out every freaking terrorist on the planet Earth, today we have the technology. We know where they are.
We can do it.
It's just do it.
We're afraid of the world reaction. Now, don't be afraid.
Screw them. That's what I say. Screw the rest of the world.
You talk about attacking us at our heart. We're on the building with binoculars, and somebody said they actually saw... They think they saw somebody jump out of the building because the building's on fire.
Oh, my God. They're celebrating. Wreck their lives. Wreck their lives. For once, allow us, whether you need Israel to do it or the United States to do it, I don't care which.
You know, to me, that alone is a reason to bomb them.
Allow us to bomb
right
them.
Why they're out in the streets. Throw a bomb on them right now.
That's bomb them now in the street.
How would they
drop a nuclear
street,
weapon?
5 years old jumping up and down celebrating.
5 year-olds. Those 5 year olds will grow up to attack our children.
They're showing it right now. If you look at NBC,
kill them for celebrating. Kill them.
In their schools at 5 years old.
There they are. They're all celebrating in the streets. The Palestinians are celebrating in the streets, ladies and gentlemen. They're putting up the victory sign. Children are cheering. The parents have taught them well. Let them all live. Go ahead. Go ahead, and more of us will die.
I think you know what Bush needs to do. I mean, he needs to grow a set of you-know-what.
If Bush doesn't do it,
he's gone. We have to get a new president.
You've got
to get a new president.
He hasn't said much, really, Bush, but wait for him to come on and say, I mean,
look at them celebrating in the street.
This is why I say you cannot negotiate with these people.
They are so happy. They're so insane.
Unbelievable.
Today, drop the nuclear bomb on them.
There's no reason for those
people. Teach them a lesson.
Give them nuclear warfare. It's the only thing they understand.
Like the bastard children they are.
It's time to stop screwing around with these people, and I'm talking all the way down to Saddam
Hussein. They're begging for it.
Yeah.
Countries like Yemen and the United Arab Emirates who house these people and let these people do this.
All of them. Blow them all to sky high.
They are begging us for major attention.
Atom bombs.
Nuclear strikes all over the world.
Nuclear war. Just do it so that they're flattened out and it turns into a paved road.
And we'll take the oil for ourselves. And we can go build amusement parks over there.
And we'll take the oil for ourselves, by the way. This is a good excuse. Let's teach these clowns a lesson.
Well, you know, to remind you one more time, these terrorist attacks kept happening during, I think it was the Reagan administration, and he finally just sent bombs over to Libya.
He bombed
the country.
Yep. Right.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
That's enough.
It's very simple.
You want to keep these terrorists around, we're going to bomb you.
Until you get rid of them.
Somebody's paying a price, and he said, you're going to pay the price, and all of a sudden it stopped.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't worth the price.
That he exacted.
Oh, I blow up Iran, those clowns. The Palestinian, all of them, all these nudniks.
Afghanistan.
All of them.
That's where bin Laden
is.
Yeah.
They've been keeping him company.
It's a big joke. They keep these guys, and these guys pay them off. Blow them all up and be done with them. And you know what? You won't miss a night's sleep. You won't.
Exactly.
And you know, it's really as simple as they're children over there, and they're spoiled, and they've gotten comfortable. And also, the whole argument about whether Israel should be there or not is ridiculous.
And
they're there. You know, this is a great day in the Arab lands. This is they're cheering for us.
Let it be the start of the worst moment of their lives.
Yeah. Let this be the day that we woke up. Please.
You know, much like when the Japanese had struck their blow against the United States, it was just the beginning of the end.
It was the beginning of their nightmare.
Let's hope this is the beginning of the end.
I think this is the wake-up call, unfortunately. It's an unfortunate wake-up call, but it's here. I guess we were never
because
really...
the world has been plagued with this long enough, obviously.
Yeah, let's free the world of terrorists. Yeah. It's time to do it now. It's going to take about a month to really nuclear attack them and do it in a devastating way where they don't live, so that maybe only a roach will live in these Arab lands. Today is the day that we must wake up. I don't think I'm being irresponsible by saying
absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. If this doesn't wake us up, you know, this is affecting our way of life. They want to take our way of life away from us.
As we sit here now, we don't even know who is alive and who is dead in our personal lives. We don't. Especially those of us who live here in Manhattan.
And just imagine if we capitulate, how our lives will be affected from now on.
I'll leave you with this. The military is at full threat level, and we'll see what happens. And
that doesn't mean we're attacking anybody.
No. It just means that we're on full alert, which means nothing.
Like we're waiting for another blow.
Yeah.
We might catch it.
How happy were you yesterday now, looking back?
What does that mean?
Meaning just, you know, you don't...
You were carefree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we shouldn't have been.
Because today was coming.
For 20 years, I've been on the radio saying this. And I'm not saying...
I remember you saying this when we first started working together, and I was like, shh.
Yeah. And
stop it.
I know. And I've been saying it. I said, the chickens will come home to roost. It's going to happen, and we should really wipe out terrorism now. But we were afraid of what France will say. France never fought a war in their lives.
And if they say don't use our space, take them over.
Yeah. I mean, we're the leaders.
I was just there like the country, but take them over. They don't know what to do with a country.
Kill them before they kill us. All right, listen, this is all empty rhetoric anyway. It's
I
up
know.
To the military.
We really don't do it.
We're just venting because we are pissed. And let's see what happens. We'll see you tomorrow.